I've been wondering, baby, where do we stand and what's the plan, do you know? Playing guessing games, trying to find out which way you want to go. Give nothing away, you make no advance. Given half the chance, what's the deal? Maybe I'm off track, but baby, I think it's time you took the wheel. If you want it, come and get it. I just need to know if you feel the same. If you don't, then we'll forget it now. Save us the trouble, start another game. If you want me, won't you tell me? I can't read your mind, won't you let me know? If it's over, we'll forget it now. We got a good thing and I don't want to let it go. So you better come and get it now. Don't understand it, girl. You blow hot and cold, but sometimes you just breeze through. You drive me crazy, trying to crack a code, I don't have a clue, no, no. So many questions. Am I in the way? Why won't you say what you need? I'm feeling helpless. Should I carry on? Should I just concede? If you want it, come and get it. I just need to know if you feel the same. If you don't, then we'll forget it now. Save us the trouble, start another game. If you want me, won't you tell me? I can't read your mind, won't you let me know? If it's over, we'll forget it now. I got a good thing and I don't want to let it go. So you better come and get it now. Come and get it. I just need to know if you feel the same. If you don't, then we'll forget it now. Same as the trouble, start another game. If you want me, won't you tell me? I can't read your mind, won't you let me know? If it's over, we'll forget it now. We got a good thing and I don't want to let it go. So you better come and get it now.
How lovely is that? Wonderful. That's new, isn't it?
It's sort of re-released.
All right.
If you like, it's coming up on the new EP this summer.
Okay.
But it's maybe a decade old.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking it wasn't on the last EP.
No, that's right. Yeah, it's one that I've sort of I released as a promo years ago, but never properly released it.
Okay.
So it's coming up soon.
And it's changed and developed over the years,
I
guess.
It has a little bit, yeah.
The person I'm talking to is Dan Burnett, made his way down from Yorkshire, the north of England, for a 5-day southern tour, is it? Or
Yeah.
You've been south before, though, haven't you?
But yes,
not full tours.
Once or twice.
Yeah. And sometimes, am I right in there's a Dan Burnett band as well?
There is.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. But you're on your own this time, obviously for logical reasons.
Yes.
Expense reasons. Yeah. All those kind of stuff, yes. Yeah. And therefore, and playing for what? Over a decade now, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been... Well, I started playing when I was three, so that's over 3 decades.
I know. Scary.
I've been pro for about 6 or 7 years. I've been playing in bands for, 20-odd. So, but I've only really been pushing a career for, maybe a decade or so now.
So when you turned pro, what made you decide to leave the bands you were in and to take that big, bold step out and kind of go solo with your own band?
I think it was more that I really wanted to sort of do my own thing. I wanted to push my own writing. Played in a load of covers bands, load of soul bands, wedding bands, that kind of thing, as a keyboard player and sometimes as a singer or as both. And then I just decided that I really wanted to push some original stuff.
Yeah.
And that's sort of progressed from there, really.
Because you had loads of it behind the dam waiting to come out, you mean, or just
I mean, I started off with, 10 or 12 songs that were sort of half-written, and then it was only when I really kind of took the plunge to do the career thing as opposed to the wedding band thing, which I still do every now and again,
the bread and butter, isn't it?
But career wise it's nice to get my teeth into something that means something to me, if you know what I mean. Your own music is always about something important.
You're a very emotional guy. You often wear your heart quite visibly on your sleeve, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And that comes out in your writing too.
Yeah, I like to think so. I think that if it doesn't evoke emotion, then it's not really worth writing about. It's got to at worst amuse and at best move people.
And when it comes to putting, I was going to say, an album together, but we see these rarely, an EP together. So, well, first of all, say, why the EPs rather than full albums?
I just find the time scale, being as picky as I am, the last EP, Small World, that took about 9 months on and off.
Right.
There was a house move in there and a couple of personal things I needed to deal with, so there were a couple of breaks in there. But for the sake of progression and for the sake of a bit of continuity, I'd rather have a steady flow of EPs than wait 2 or 3 years for an album.
It's extremely sensible because Dave Akari started doing this about 4 or 5 years ago, where he said an EP on the merch stall is the price of a beer, and it also, it's fresh. So when people come up and say, "Hi, Dave, it's been a great gig. Got anything new?" It happens, I do. Yes,
right. Yeah,
here's another EP.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's another thing. Is that they're a bit more affordable.
Yeah,
and as you say, the price of a beer, people can be likely to have one less beer and go home with a CD,
which is rather good,
or a beer mat.
Yes. In terms of progression, you're saying there's a new one coming out in the summer, all recorded now and mixed and stuff, or that's
it's
still
half recorded. I'm just finishing off writing. I'm going to do another 5-track. The last one's just sort of half written at the moment, but well on the way. There's about 3 of the tracks that are recorded but not mixed properly yet. So it's not far off. I've just had another house move, so everything's just living out of boxes for the last week or two.
Yeah.
But I'm back on with that as soon as I get back from London, and then we'll be on with it. So.
And will it be audibly different from the last EP?
I've got a couple of other ideas. I'm exploring the production side. I don't want anything overly produced. It's got to sound genuine, if you like. I'm not releasing a pop record. There's a couple of instruments that I play that I didn't really use on Small World very much. Play a bit of harmonica. I'm going to get some acoustic guitar in there, maybe some different percussion. So there's a couple of the songs that have a different feel. They're not what you would call strictly blues.
No.
But they're all... blues influence that you can tell where they come from.
You say strictly blues. I mean, we had the UK Blues Federation Blues Awards last weekend in Worthing, and the aftermath of that, about people saying, "That's not blues." You almost wish you didn't do it, And it's true, because in the UK, far more than I know in Europe, and definitely far more than in the USA. There are so many subgenres of blues. With rock with a touch of blues, and blues rock, bit of equal each, and then straight blues and things. And you fit almost on the, if you imagine them all as circles, you're on the sort of the blues, and then the little jazz one at the top, and and other things, you know, around. And yeah. So you touch lots of bases, you know.
Yeah. I tend to describe what I do as much soul as it is blues.
Yeah.
But I will always say that I'm soul and blues influenced. Rather than putting myself in the box, I'll just kind of... I like to describe them as songs with whichever influence the song leans towards.
Mm.
And I find that easier.
Yeah, it is so much. I think if you take a room of 100 people and ask them all to define blues, you'll get 100 different answers anyway.
You will,
so, yeah. So it's not going to, you know... but when you get people who understand it and appreciate it, it all kind of goes along as well. Yeah. Do you kind of have an influence, a plan ahead of the way it kind of should be going in a perfect world?
Not really. I think that if you plan too much and hope for too much, then you know nothing ever quite goes the way that you expect.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of dealing with reasonably short term things. I'm thinking of the release of this EP and then the next one where I want to take it, and I'd like to see some of Europe. I'd like to do a bit of touring with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get back to America for a couple of weeks and do some stuff. And obviously a new record, when you bring something out, it's a way of pushing forwards and a way of sort of pushing the brand.
That's right.
And so I'm not thinking beyond that at the moment, really.
Right, okay. Okay, talking music, what are you going to do for us next?
Well, I'll do something from the previous EP, the one just before Small World, called EP. And this one is called Happiest Man Alive.
And recorded originally how many years ago? Or written how many years ago?
3-4 years ago.
Okay, yeah. So this is Dan Burnett in 2013, 2014.
Yeah, it'll be about that.
Good.
Came into my life and turned it around. Pull me from this water before I drown. I wouldn't mind. No, no, I wouldn't mind. If I got the notion to wear a smile, known you're the reason all the while. Wouldn't mind. Oh no, I wouldn't mind. If you turn my cloudy sky to a summer day, made my reservations all just blow away. If you showed me how to do more than just survive, I wouldn't be contented, baby. No, no, I'll be the happiest man alive. Happiest man alive. If you made me feel like a millionaire, though I don't have any money I can spare, I wouldn't mind, no. I wouldn't mind. If you told me, baby, I was all you need, you don't need no other guy to do your deed, I wouldn't mind. Oh no, I wouldn't mind. If
you turned my cloudy sky to a summer day. Made my reservations all just blow away. If you showed me how to do more than just survive, I wouldn't be contented, no, 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 no. I'd be the happiest man alive. Happiest man alive. Cloudy sky to a summer day. Made my reservations all just blow away. If you showed me how to do more than just survive, I wouldn't be contented, no, no, no. I'd be the happiest man alive.
Lovely, from two EPs ago, when it was called EP, Happiest Man Alive. You mentioned that the new one's going to be five tracks.
Yeah.
The last one was five tracks plus an extra.
Oh, yeah, there was Watchtower, wasn't there?
That's
a bonus.
Right.
That's yeah. Right, yeah.
What made you do that?
I don't know, I just kind of liked the arrangement of it. It was a little bit
different. Yes, I did too,
and,
yes.
I just thought, well, see what happens. As a bonus, I would do a cover.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, that was sort of one of my favourite covers to do. So
that's how it happened.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you do many covers in your stage set?
It depends on the gig. It depends on the gig. If it's obviously if it's a corporate or a private event, then it's pretty much all covers.
Yeah.
If it's like the gigs I'm doing in London, then there'll be mostly originals.
Hmm.
So, but I'll be sneaking in the odd. The odd tasteful cover.
Taste. So people don't realise it's a cover until after it's all over. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how bad they are.
I know you're working with Catfish towards the end of the week,
yeah.
But also I think Matt's coming along tonight, isn't he?
Yes, he is, yeah.
Yes. To play or to watch?
To watch, I think, yeah, unless he brings his guitar.
What do you mean, unless he brings his guitar?
Permanently attached.
It's attached to his back, that's yeah. Right, yeah, like a snail, you know, that's on his guitar. And so they're quite good sized venues, some of them, aren't they, in this next couple of days? Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. We've got the Cavern at Rains Park tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't Nothing But tomorrow.
That's a nice one.
Luna at Leytonstone on Thursday. And then Horsham Cricket Club with Catfish.
Hmm. And a long leisurely drive home over the weekend or a dash.
And then about 3 hours sleep and then a private function to do.
Oh, I on the Sunday.
Yeah, on the Saturday.
Oh
yeah.
No rest for the wicked, eh?
No. I must have been a bad one.
Well, you were the planner of that, weren't you? I mean, or do you have somebody sitting with a big map of England and doing the planning for you?
I've had some help from Fiona.
Yeah.
But the gigs I do sort of back home, it's all me sat at a computer filling the diary up.
Yeah.
So it's...
I'm guessing like almost everybody else in the business here in UK, you are your booking manager, your social media
boss, your
website boss,
yeah.
The whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's time-consuming. What I tell people usually is that the easiest part of being a musician is doing the gig.
Yes.
Because the rest of it, you know, it's 40, 50 hours a week doing all
the admin, yes, that's right. I mean, with The Raven and the Blues, which is this will be on this weekend, it takes an hour to make the programme. That's dead easy.
Yeah.
Planning it, choosing the records, the post-admin, the social media stuff, the website, that's another 3 hours.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it.
Which is silly. In the old days, in radio, I would go in the studio, do a show and walk out, and that was the total end of it. You know?
Yeah.
They were good days in some ways, yes.
Yeah.
In terms of the writing... Do you sit down and at the keyboard and kind of doodle until something comes, or do you wait until you have an idea and you race to the keyboard to take it?
Sometimes neither.
Oh.
I tend to mostly write on guitar. Really.
Okay.
I find because I'm not as good at guitar as I am on the keys, And so everything's not quite as familiar, whereas I look at the keys and I can work things out
sort of
instantly. But when it comes to writing on guitar, there's only so many shapes that I know. So it kind of limits, at the very, very early stages of a song, it limits the possibility of maybe over-egging it, if you like. So I can get the basic song structure.
Just and the basic framework, really.
Yes. And then I'll convert it to piano or any, you know, something else. And then I'll take the song from there. But initially, it's usually on guitar, which I just find easier.
And do you have... I know some people have said to me, the stuff occasionally I write, and when I finish writing it, I think, I can't use this, because it's just not really me. Yeah. I like it, but I really can't use it. Have you got a stockpile of stuff?
Yes, I have.
All right.
Yeah, dozens.
Dozens, right.
Yeah. I've got dozens of songs that...
In a perfect world, you would sell to people, yes.
Well, they're neither here nor there, some of them. You know, when you write, I suppose it's like any kind of expressive art. When you sometimes you just do it for yourself.
Mm.
Well, most of the time, do it for yourself, but... particular pieces, maybe sometimes you write to get through a certain period in your life or to remember or to reminisce from something, and some of those are they're neither blues, neither soul, they're, you know, they could be, some of them are rock and some of them are a little country and some of them are quite jazz, and I've not found anywhere to put them yet as far as releasing music, so I might just do some kind of weird compilation at some point of everything,
right?
And then let people pick the bones out of it.
I think, as a musician, it's pretty much similar to being a DJ.
Mm.
One of the highest accolades that DJs aspire for is not your Steve Wright in the afternoon kind of stuff, but it's the sort of thing where people say, "I like Dave, I like Dan, I like what he plays. Not everything, but I like most of it."
And right? Yeah.
If he does play something a bit rubbish, I'll stick with it because after 3 minutes he'll be back on form again, you know. And but he and I have got similar tastes, and I think it's the same as you build up your releases and the amount of material people have of you. They will also think, okay, I didn't like that one, Dan, but, you know, the rest of it works well, and I trust you to keep on giving me good stuff, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter which directions you take it in, kind of stuff.
You find, I mean, when I used to buy CDs as a kid, I'd buy a CD, a 10-track CD off the back of a single.
Yes.
Sometimes, and then the rest of the songs would sometimes just be growers, and then you'd either end up liking the full album or you'd just... you know, wear that part of the CD out.
Yes. Or some back in the 60s and especially disco era 70s, the one track you liked it for was the only good track on the album as well.
Like,
damn, I bought that, did I? So we're looking at, when is the new album going to come out, or the new EP?
We're looking, where are we now? End of May. Probably beginning of August, I would say.
So it's getting very close.
It's not
still
far away.
No.
If I can get some serious time put in, I can turn it around quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I don't want to rush it. It's got to be right when it comes out.
Yeah.
So, you know, end of August this year or next, whichever. But I'm aiming for August, really.
There's one band who I won't name who haven't had a release for a while, and every time I see any members of the band, they go, "It's coming, Dave, it's coming." because it does kind of limit what I can play, you know, such a long time ago. But early fall, you know, autumn time is a nice time to aim for.
I think so.
With a big launch?
Yeah, I might do this time, actually. I might do now that I'm starting to get more people coming to gigs down this way. I might do something, you know, London-based, might do a London launch.
I think
that'd be quite good. Get some Volavants out.
The power of Miss Fiona may actually sort of...
Yes, well, there we go. We'll have to be having a sneaky word, I think.
She'll be having a word with you more than the other way around,
well,
I think.
Yes. It's likely.
Okay, what's next?
I'm going to do one from Small World. This is one I wrote about my son called Reason for Living.
It's one of my favourites on that as well.
Hey!
Of places I've traveled around, I've grew up in the country, and I moved from town to town. Felt no reason for living, and had nowhere that felt like home. I've lost people I've loved, said goodbye way too soon, and I let my inner demons make me howl at the moon. Lost my reason for living, and had nowhere that felt like home. Yeah, I've had my desperate times, felt there's nowhere I belong, and I didn't know the meaning of my life. But along came a boy who turned it all around and saved me from myself just in time. So wherever he is, I can leave my flag unfurled. He's my beacon of light in this cold, dark, empty world. He's my reason for living, and to always come back home. Oh, come back home. No two ways about it. Yeah, I'm the fortunate one, 'cause no one's loved another the way I love my son. He's my reason for living, and to always come back home. In life, they always say, there's just no guarantee. But I know one thing for certain, he'll always be loved by me. He's my reason for living, to always come back home. Come back home. My reason for living, and I'll always come back home. It's my reason for living, and I'll always come back home.
Made the sound of gentle summer rainfall on the roof. Reason for Living, Dan Burnett. When I first heard that, it'd be over a year ago now, yeah. And I played it on the show. I think it was probably the second track I played off the EP. And then, of course, I played in the car, played it at home here. And it's many times has the thought come to me, but even more so now watching you play it, and that is that that's a track which Billy Joel would have been proud of, I think.
Thank you.
It ranks alongside any of his, you know, his good works. That's so good. And it's a joy to watch you play it live as well. Is that in the set all the time or only sometimes? Or
when I can, yeah. It's because it's a favourite of mine. It's, yeah, it's really important to me. I'll try and squeeze it in whenever I can.
Do you have being solo on stage most of the time, do you have a set list or do you just play by watching the crowd?
I haven't used a set list in 10 years. So I have a list of songs, you know, it's quite a big list.
Yeah.
And I tend to sort of gauge from the audience rather than have something laid out and, yes, you know, this is what they're going to like tonight. Rather, you know, if people are sort of digging some Ray Charles stuff, then I'll do a bit more of that, yeah. or, you know, feel-wise or covers. Mm-hmm. And I'll just sort of take it from there, really, and try and keep the audience involved.
So when you're out with a Dan Burnett band, they just... You give them a key and a nod and they go, do
it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I said... Because we have usually a pre-gig curry. It's yeah. kind of a ritual. And I was like, right, lads, do you want me to... I've got a set list. Do you want it? No, we're not bothered. We're not bothered. Just give us a key and tempo and that'll do. But, you know, they nail it every time.
Yes.
So it's...
And they're all based locally to you now.
They are. The drummer's based in Harrogate and mm-hmm. The bass player's in Manchester.
Well, that's still quite a trek over the Pennines, though, isn't it?
It's probably about an hour and a half from where we are. Mm. But, you know, he likes it.
Getting out and seeing the world.
Yeah, that's it.
If people want to learn more about you, see lots of videos about you and all the things, the social media bits that you have to do and you are doing, where do they find you?
Alrighty, the website is danburnett.co.uk. Facebook is facebook.com/danburnett.uk. Twitter is danburnett_UK. And Instagram is danburnettmusic.
You've covered all the bases, really, yes. Just waiting for a new thing to appear to have to join up and sign up for that one, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I've just got rid of LinkedIn. It was no good for me.
It's no good for anybody. It's only good for people in their 20s looking for a new job or have just been told they're fired.
You know? I think so.
I suddenly see panic emails from people who I used to work with in BFPS Radio, and you suddenly think, Helen, why have you popped up on LinkedIn? And then a little bit later on, Helen Reed has lost her job with the BBC. You know, all right, that's why. Excellent stuff. Dan, it's been a joy to meet you and to hear your music. What are you going to close with?
I'm going to close with a song from EP called Time Has Come. How many times can I explain? The things we already know. We can't continue life this way. So I'll get my things and go. If love made everything okay, we wouldn't have to be here now. Now we've said all that we need to say. I'm gonna be alright somehow. 'Cause the time has come to pick up all the pieces and run. Gotta step out of the darkness and face towards the sun. Though it hurts me so, I know the time has come. Though it hurts me so, I know the time has come. Always hoped we'd work out fine. Ups and downs affect us all. But togetherness means staying strong. When your back's against the wall,
I don't think you ever understood about the depth of my despair. Instead, you quickly sprang to your defense when I needed you to care. Now the time has come to pick up all the pieces and run. Gotta step out of the darkness and face towards the sun. Though it hurts me so, I know the time has come. Though it hurts me so, I know the time has come. Yes, the time has come to walk away. I know what's done is done. There's no point in us pretending that there's still a loaded gun. No more shots to fire, which means the time has come. Though it breaks my heart, I know the time has come.